It's 4 p.m. and I declare the council meeting today to be open and welcome our new councillors in particular and congratulate them on their new roles and those who have returned to the role and of course those who've been here all along. I welcome also our visitors to the chamber today, including our Justice of the Peace, who will do the swearing-in ceremony. The first item of business is after the election has occurred, is the election of the Shire President, and then the swearing-in, and then followed by that will be the election of the Deputy Shire President and the swearing-in. So we are going to deal with the election of the Shire President, and I advise that I have in my hands 4 nominations for the role of Shire President. All of them are for Councillor Mike Walmsley, so I would ask Councillor Mike Walmsley if you accept those nominations.
Thank you, Mark. I accept those nominations.
I do have to ask verbally, however, if there are any nominations from the floor that wish to be Shire President. I'm not seeing any hands raised, so I'll take that as a no. And in that instance, we do not need to hold a secret ballot, and I congratulate the Shire President, Mike Walmsley, on his election unopposed to the role of Shire President. Well done, and we want to thank you for the last 4 years and look forward to another great 4 years with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, we need to swear you in and then we'll...
I, John Michael Scott Walmsley of 997 Somers Road, Warroona, having been elected to the office of Shire President of the Shire of Warroona, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability and will observe the code of conduct adopted by the Shire of Warroona under section 5.104 of the Local Government Act 1995.
I, John Michael Scott Walmsley of 997 Somers Road, Warroona, having been elected to the office of Shire President of the Shire of Warroona, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the code of conduct adopted by the Shire of Warroona under section 5.104 of the Local Government Act 1995.
Thank you, everyone. Right, moving to the election of the Deputy Shire President.
Here are the nominations.
Right, thank you, Mark. I have two nominations for the position of Deputy Shire President. Both of these are for Councillor Larry Scott. Councillor Scott, do you accept those nominations? Thank you, Councillor Scott. With that, I'll ask if anyone else would like to put their hand up or nominate for the position of Deputy Shire President. Well, with that, congratulations, Councillor Scott. I declare that you are the Deputy Shire President for the next 2 years of the Shire of Aroma. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I, Larry Russell Scott of 116 Nangarbrook Road, Waroona, WA 6215, having been elected to the office of Deputy Shire President of the Shire of Waroona, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the code of conduct adopted by the Shire of Waroona under section 5.104 of the Local Government Act 1995.
I, Larry Russell Scott of 166 Nangarbrook Road, Waroona, WA 6215, having been elected to the office of Deputy Shire President of the Shire of Waroona, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the code of conduct adopted by the Shire of Waroona under section 5.104 of the Local Government Act
1995. Thank you, Lena, for helping out and all the ceremonies that have been conducted recently. Appreciate it.
Congratulations to you all.
Thank you. Thanks for that. Thanks for your talk. Very good. I'll move on to attendance, apologies and leave of absence. We have apologies from Councillor Bartle. Councillor Mason, was Councillor Mason a leave of absence? No. So Councillor Mason's an apology as well in today's proceedings. Do I have anyone wishing to apply for a leave of absence? Councillor Vitale.
So leave of absence for the 14th of November through to the 19th of November.
Councillor Vitale has asked for a leave of absence from the 14th of November through to the 19th of November. Would someone like to move that recommendation or that leave of absence request, please? Councillor Rolls has moved it. Councillor Adrizio seconded. All those in favour, ask any questions. You have your leave of absence, Councillor Vitale. Very good. Any other leave of absence requests? Not at this stage. Next item on the agenda is the seating allocation for councillors. From here, I'll hand back to the CEO to conduct the seating allocation. We do have a request from...
That's all good.
No, probably. All right.
Councillors, you'll see on the screen there, So as I draw each one, the first one I will draw will be to the Shire President's left, and then followed by two, three, 4, 5, 6 and 7. Oh, sorry, Shire President is number 7, yep. My apologies. And the first one from the hat is Deputy Shire, Deputy President Larry Scott, mm-hmm. here in this location.
Thank you.
Number 2 is Councillor Bartle, taking that location. Number 3 is Councillor John Mason. Number 4 is Councillor Julie Rowles.
Rowles.
Thank you. Number 5 is Councillor Karen Odorizio. And number 6, of course, is Councillor Brad Vitale. Thank you.
Councillors, I'll give you a few moments to take your positions.
How's that for
Cheers. Cheers. I'm going on the other side. How long have you been on this side?
Oh, yeah, come on. Come on.
Can I take this? Yeah,
thank you. But the, you know, here, just like these of communication.
Worked out nicely.
Yeah.
Oops. I'm here.
Are you?
Councillor Odorizio, welcome to the other side of the room.
Yeah, I'm at the other side.
Yeah.
Got to get out of the weeds.
Yeah.
Talk about head of the crop. I was quite about that too. Well done. I've got a bit of a gap in that side of the room for today's meeting, but I'm sure I'll be back on deck at the next one. Everyone's set up to go. I'll move on with the agenda. Response to previous public questions taken on notice today is nil. Public question time is nil. Item 10 is petitions and approved deputations, in which we have none at this point. 11, confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting. 12.1 is the ordinary council meeting minutes of the 30th September 2025. Can I ask that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 30th September 2025 be confirmed as a true and correct record of proceedings? Councillor Odorizio, seconded. Councillor Scott. Councillor Odorizio, anything to add to that? Questions? No. Yeah. Councillor Scott, any other questions? All those in favour of the minutes? Minutes are carried, thank you. My announcements today will probably largely just be based around congratulating our new councillors and wishing them the best in their journey into local government. Certainly, local government will take you in directions and areas you probably never knew quite existed in local government and looking after the community. But congratulations, and we are looking forward to, definitely looking forward to working with you all for the benefit of our community and inside the parameters of what is local government. Sometimes it can be frustrating, sometimes it can be actually pretty rewarding. So congratulations on that, and also to our returning councillors, us too. Definitely wish to also acknowledge that for joining us today, our Deputy Shire President, who was our Deputy Shire President until only a few moments ago, acknowledging the last eight years of service to the community. Naomi, thank you so much for joining us today, and also thank you from the Council for all you gave of your time and your expertise and everything else. So thank you for that. Hopefully one day you may come back on Council, who knows, but with that, thank you for that. I'll ask anyone else if announcements, if anyone else would like to announce anything at today's meeting. No. With that, I'll move on to disclosure of interest. I have a couple in today's proceedings, or just one, sorry. Councillor Vitale has declared an item in 18.2.1 as the user agreement Bandicoot Brook Bushland Reserve is the item in today's proceedings. Councillor Vitale has declared a direct financial interest in that matter as a director of the Aboriginal Torres Strait Island Corporation in Maroona, and he will exit the room when that item is discussed. Thank you, Councillor Vitale. Do I have any other disclosure of interest? No. I'll move on. I will make an apology to councillors and staff. I did have my head in a hay baler a few hours ago and it's blocked me up, so if I sound a little nasally, my apologies. 15.1 is the reception of minutes of the REC Advisory Working Group held on the 17th of June 2025. Do I have a mover to accept those minutes? Move Councillor Vitale, seconded Councillor Scott. Councillor Vitale, any questions or comments on those minutes? Councillor Scott, now, anyone else? No other councillors? Okay, all those in favour of adopting those minutes? Those minutes are carried. Election of committee members and representatives.
The next. You're on the.
I'm on an old one, am I?
I think you're just in the.
Apologies.
Yep. Where are we? Oh, Matt, you might be on an old one, eh?
No, we're here. Working group recommendation. Sorry, there's 2 points to this recommendation, councillors. The second part is that the council endorses the following recommendations of the REC Advisory Working Group, which are: one, the council supports the Maroona Cricket Club in investigation potential improvements to the ablution facilities at the club. Point two is that council supports the Maroona Golf Club in investigating a reticulation project at the Maroona Golf Course. And three, that council supports the Drakesville Community Gardens Group in investigating a water tank project at the Maroona Recreation Aquatic Centre grounds. Some would like to move that second part of that item, please. Councillor Odorizio, the seconder. Councillor Scott. Councillor Odorizio, anything to question on that item? Councillor Scott. Any other councillors wish to talk on that? No. With that, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour of that recommendation? Recommendations carried. Sorry, we'll move on to item 16, 16.1 of the appointment of members to committees and advisory groups. So, councillors, I'll move through the first part of this. It will be on the board for us, on the screen. The first four committees are statutory requirements. So we will move through those and then we will vote at the end of those first four. The Finance and Audit Committee is fairly simple. Everyone's on that. I don't need to move through that one. The second one is the Bushfire Advisory Committee. We've had three councils have shown interest in this one. There is, where it says, and there is a typo there, it is really only one meeting a year. And it can be called, the Bushfire Committee can be called if it needs to be, but thanks, Merritt. I have been chairing this committee for some years now. I'd still like to continue to do that. I think given this meeting sometimes is can be a little bit, not challenging, but certainly given all the fire brigades and bits and pieces, it is one that takes a little bit of managing. Not saying that those other two councillors wouldn't be able to do that, but one of the things I've probably got a bit of a leeway into is that being on a fire brigade sort of lets me know a little bit about what's happening on the ground as such. And basically too, it could be called in around about during an event if there is one too. There may be a meeting of the Bushfire Advisory Committee for any whatever reason. A little bit like the LEMC, the Shire President has got a role to play in recovery and also in bushfire fighting. So I'm happy to take that to a vote, to a vote if we wish to, but Councillor Bartle's not here to speak to it, but Councillor Rolls, would you like to speak to that, or are you still happy to continue on?
Yep.
So we'll need to go to an election on that one?
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
So... And through the chair, so Councillor Bartle has indicated that These are positions that she's happy to nominate for, but she will certainly take the lead of the council on that. So if there's a competition here, she indicated that she's happy to step out of that competitive vote, if you like.
Yep. So, Mark, do we wish to run an election for that spot?
I think we need to just so just so you're aware, councillors, this through the chair, this is technically not the decision of council. This is just to get a position that we will take forward to the council to then vote on. So it's just to indicate as part of the process who your preference will be. Okay, does that make sense? And then once we've got a list of names for each role, then we'll come back to council and do the formal decision. So we'll grab some. We got some blank pieces of paper too.
Move on to the next one.
Yeah. I think so.
So, councillors, while Merrin's just getting some paper to vote, I might move on to the local emergency management committee meeting, a committee rather. Same sort of deal with that one. At the moment, I chair that meeting. The agencies that turn up, I'm keen to continue on that one, and also for the reasons sort of stated before, if there is an event that committee is enacted, and the Shire President has a role to play in emergency management. So, Councillor Rolls, you still keen to go on that one too?
I am, Carly really wants it, it's just that I work with fire control, that's where I figure.
Yeah.
I work with it.
It's child protection, it's policing, it's not just water corp. Water corp, it's all the agencies, yeah. Yep. So we might take that one to a vote too. And the Alcoa Runa Sustainability Fund. I'll move on to that one. Traditionally, it only needs to be two councillors. The interest shown at the moment is from Councillor Bartle. Does any other councillors wish to put their hand up for that one? Councillor Vitale? Any other councillors? No? All right. Well, with that, I think, Mark, we've two councillors for the local the Alcoa Sustainability Fund, Councillor Vitale and Councillor Bartle will be the representatives on that.
So the Alcoa Waroona Sustainability Fund, we've got Councillor Vitale.
Yep.
Councillor
Bartle. So the LEMC.
And LEMC.
We have Councillor Rolls and myself on that for an election for that one. And Bushfire Advisory Committee, we've got Councillor Rolls and I having an election for that one.
All right. Shall we do the two elections first? We'll happy just to do the Bushfire Advisory Committee at this point.
Yep.
So we're doing just put BFAC on the top and then write whether your preference is Councillor Rolls or Councillor Wormsley. Thank you. And then we'll pop them in here. Need a witness for this count.
So do you write two names down or one name?
No, just one name.
Okay.
That you want to be
okay.
The Bushfire Advisory Committee.
Okay. Oh, so it's only one councillor. Sorry, that's cool. I'm happy with failed.
That's all right. So you're happy with the Shire President taking that?
Yeah,
position,
definitely.
Right?
Sorry, I was sort of
thinking
of
that
one. Yeah, all yours.
Sorry, Councillor Rolls, just in the column before that, just that's the amount of councillors we need for each position.
Oh, So you do need two?
No, 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 they've gone before.
Yeah, one okay.
Counselor. Just one.
All right, yeah,
sorry.
No,
all right. But okay. What I'm getting at is if you're interested in it, we could no, vote. Yeah. Happy with that. All right. And the LEMC is the same, one councillor.
So there's only one councillor on the next
one. I don't know why I was actually thinking it was two. I must have been reading the two meetings.
What's the interest in it?
One councillor there, maybe the CEO as well.
Yeah. Oh, and staff. Or it's,
yeah, but it could quite easily be two councillors there. Plus
at the bushfire. What we could have is a proxy, but generally, no.
Yeah, let's do that. It's such an important...
The Bushfire Advisory Committee.
Yeah. Oh, no, oh. Aren't we talking about... Which one are we talking about?
LEMC.
LEMC.
No? I don't think we can...
I think, through the chair, the LEMC is the State Emergency Management Committee determines the committee structure for the LEMCs. Sorry for all the acronyms, but and they then approve terms. The local LEMC puts together terms of reference. It has to have certain things in it, and then we then approve that at council and send it back to the SEMC for approval. Currently, that committee is states that there will be one councillor. Now, we could at a later date amend that and send it back if you like, but I'd suggest that for the present we run with what the terms of reference are. If there's a desire to have extra representation on there, there's no reason we can't put that up and have that sent back. If that's suitable.
The deputy to the local emergency management committee is usually the officer in charge, and so if I'm not there, he'll be chairing the meeting.
Correct.
And in the instance where both of us are unavailable, Mark has chaired it, the CEO has chaired it. So, Councillor Rolls, you still interested?
Yeah, no, it's all good. That's okay. Got all the wrong gist of things there. Failed.
That's fine.
Sorry.
So
that's taking Councillor Rolls off and Councillor Bartle.
So,
all right,
councillors, we need to move those first.
Can I suggest that we go back to the agenda, please? There's some... recommendations that deal with each of those at this point. I think it's it's one of those two-page ones. Maybe show them the first section again, if you would. So through the chair, the first recommendation is really noting that the Finance and Audit Committee continues. If you scroll up, please. As do those B, C and D. Advisory groups at the elections, they disband automatically, and then so council has to reconstitute those two advisory groups.
Did you wish to include those ones in?
Yeah, so the recommendation is really just about which ones are continuing and which ones are being reconstituted or disbanding. And then recommendations 2, 3 and 4 will do the appointments. So I recommend that you run with the first one and then follow on from there.
So Council's just making that clear. We're just moving and seconding item one of the officer's recommendation there to the Finance and Audit Committee. Just right, Mark. So the Finance Audit Committee will consist of all councillors, including Councillor Walmsley, Councillor Scott, Councillor Bartle, Councillor Mason, Councillor Adrizio, Councillor Rolls and Councillor Vitale. The Bushfire Advisory Committee will consist of Councillor Walmsley. The Local Emergency Management Committee will consist of Councillor Walmsley, and the Alcoa Waroona Sustainability Fund Committee will consist of Councillor Vitale and Councillor Bartle.
So, through you, you will, if you run with the recommendation one, it just says which committees are continuing and which are being reconstituted and which are being disbanded. Then recommendations 2, 3 and 4 will deal with who's actually on the various
committees. Oh, okay. Sorry. Righto. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, sorry, Mark. Yep. Sorry, councillors. But item two constitutes the following advisory groups in accordance with council policy. Advisory and working groups on their previously approved terms of reference was the A, the awards advisory group, and B, the rec advisory group. And item three is that disbands the Runa Visitor Centre Advisory Committee. So that is, sorry, that's item one of that recommendation. Yep. My apologies. This agenda's heavy. So yes. It is. Yes. So what I've just sort of read out before, that the continuance of those first four committees. The second is the constitutes the following advisory groups, and three disbands the Runa Visitor Centre Advisory Committee. Anyone clear on that? Someone like to move that recommendation? Councillor Vitale. The seconder. Councillor Rolls. Thank you. Any questions, comments? Councillor Vitale. Councillor Rolls. Questions? Any other questions on those items? No? All those in favour of that recommendation? That recommendation's carried. Officer recommendation item two is that council appoints all councillors to the Finance and Audit Committee, as read out before. So all councillors. Someone like to move that recommendation? Move Councillor Rolls. Seconder. Councillor Scott. Any questions or comments? It's pretty standard. All those in favour of that recommendation? Recommendation's carried. Officer recommendation three is that council appoints Councillor Wormsley to the Bushfire Advisory Committee. So I'd like to move that recommendation. Councillor Vitale, seconder. Councillor Rolls, questions or comments? All those in favour of that recommendation? Recommendation's carried. Officer recommendation four is that council appoints Councillor Wormsley to the Local Emergency Management Committee. Someone like to move that recommendation? Councillor Rolls, seconded Councillor Drizio. Questions or comments? No. All those in favour?
Mm-hmm.
That's carried. Officer recommendation five is that council appoints Councillor Vitale and Councillor Bartle to the Alcoa Waroona Sustainability Fund Committee. So I'd like to move that recommendation.
Yep.
Councillor Scott, seconded. Councillor Drizio. Questions or comments? No. All those in favour of the recommendation? That recommendation's carried. Item six is to the, we'll move on to this, move into the appointments to the awards committee, the awards advisory committee. At this point, we have one nomination from Councillor Bartle. Second, any other interest in that? Councillor Vitale?
And I'd like to as well.
Councillor Scott. Councillor Mason may be interested in that one. Are you happy to still nominate for that?
That's the Australia Day.
It is, mostly. He's not here, so if you're happy to go onto that committee. No, sure.
If you want.
That's cool.
Saving up for the Preston Beach Progress Association.
No, I want to go to Lake
Clifton.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, sorry. Back on track. Councillor Bartle, Councillor Vitale, Councillor Rolls. Oh, sorry, Councillor Scott, sorry. Councillor Scott and Councillor Mason. Happy with that? All good. So, recommendation is that Councillor Bartle, Councillor Scott, Councillor Vitale and Councillor Mason are appointed to the Awards Advisory Group. Someone like to move that recommendation? Councillor Rolls. The seconder? Councillor Drizio. Thank you. Merrin, are you keeping up with these? Thank you. The Rec Advisory Group is... It's up at seven? No? Oh, we do need to vote, don't we? Yes, sorry. All those in favour of those appointments?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's carried. Officer Recommendation 8 is the Council appoints the Regional Joint Development Assessment Panel. This is another... Well, it's actually a statutory one, isn't it?
It is, yes. That's a REC advisory.
We've missed it, sorry. Yeah. My apologies. What did we just do then?
We did the...
Awards Advisory Group. Yeah. My apologies.
That's right.
There's too many groups here.
Yes.
But anyway. Calling for nominations for the REC Advisory Group.
Yeah, I've been on that a few times. I'd like to nominate for that one.
Councillor Scott has... REC Advisory.
Councillor Bartle's already there.
Bartle. Is... Councillor Vitale. REC Advisory. Any other nominations?
Councillor Mason would usually...
He hasn't been on it previously.
No, he wasn't on it this year.
No other nominations for that one?
No. It's the wrong time.
Yeah. It might be a bit difficult for John too.
We've got 3 nominations currently.
I need another one. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, look, if we don't get another one, we've got 3.
Oh, it's 3. It's 4. It's 4.
It is 4, but we can run with 3.
Yep.
I think. It'd be nice to have 4, but I'm not going to put John's name down without his consent.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't show interest in it. So, Councillor Scott, Councillor Bartle, Councillor Vitale to the REC Advisory Committee. That's Officer Recommendation 7. Is that Council appoints Councillor Scott, Councillor Bartle and Councillor Vitale to the REC Advisory Group. Can I have someone move that recommendation? Councillor Rolls, the seconder. Councillor Scott, any questions or comments? All those in favour of that recommendation? Recommendations carried. Officer Recommendation 8 is that Council appoints to the Regional Joint Development Assessment Panel as recommended panellists. Yeah, Council, there is some training around this one. Currently, it's Councillor myself and was Councillor the Deputy Shire President. Councillor Scott and Councillor Mason are delegates too. They have done the training. We need to have 2 councillors that are delegates and 2 alternative delegates as recommended. I'm happy to nominate myself again as the first delegate.
I'm happy to nominate as well.
Councillor Scott as the first 2 delegates. Councillor Mason as the second delegate. I need another nomination for an alternate delegate. Councillor Rolls. So after this round of council elections, there'll be a training workshop involved in that. It is a paid position, and look, it's only ever enacted when there's a large project.
Yep.
So very good. So the recommendation to the council appoints to the Regional Joint Development Assessment Panel is recommended panelists as Councillor Wormsley and Councillor Scott. And as recommended, alternative panellists will be Councillor Mason and Councillor Rolls. Someone like to move that recommendation? Councillor Vitale, the seconder. Councillor Rolls, any questions or comments? All those in favour of that?
Mm-hmm.
That's carried. Officer Recommendation 9 is that Council appoints the Regional Road Group. We have interest from Councillor Bartle on that one. Did I miss one?
Councillor Rolls.
Councillor Rolls of the Regional Road Group and 1 proxy. And I suggest that as he's been on it for some years now, Councillor Mason could be the proxy.
Probably the proxy only.
The only proxy, yeah.
He did indicate that he didn't want to continue.
Didn't want to do
it.
But if
he's been on for a number of years and it's, it's fairly demanding.
Yep. Councillor Rolls, it is 3 meetings a year. Have you
2 main roads before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
So with that, the council appoints the Regional Road Group, which is recommendation 9. Councillor Rolls, and the councillor Mason as the proxy. So I'd like to move that recommendation. Councillor Vitale, the seconder. Councillor Adrizio, any questions or comments? Those in favour of that?
Mm-hmm.
That's carried. Officer recommendation, the council appoints to the Peel Regional Leaders Forum the this one here. Holy Mark, lost it.
It's on the screen.
This one, just one. Currently I chair that one, so I've sort of, until the next AGM, which is not till the end of November, we will... I'll continue, probably have to carry that position anyway, so I'm happy to do that. Can I have another councillor that would be willing to? Generally it is the deputy that's the proxy to that. It's generally the Shire President, the CEO attends that.
Not maybe didn't.
Yep. So Councillor Scott works as a proxy. So, opposite recommendation 10 is that council appoints the Peel Regional Leaders Forum, Councillor Walmsley and Councillor Scott as a proxy. So I'd like to move that recommendation. Councillor Rolls? The seconder, Councillor Vitale. Questions or comments? No. All those in favour of that recommendation? Recommendation is carried. Officer recommendation 11 that the council appoints to the West Australian Local Government Association the Peel Zone Committee. So, currently I am the delegate to that. I think it's important that that happens. We do need a. Generally, it's probably, it doesn't necessarily need to be the deputy, but I'll be happy for another councillor to nominate for that position. Councillor Vitale, lovely, thank you.
I'm also happy to be a deputy delegate if the deputy wants.
No, I'm not too concerned about that one. Yep.
Very good. So, currently, Councillor Walmsley, Councillor Vitale. There is another two spots for deputy delegates, but I don't think we necessarily need them. In the instance that both Councillor Vitale and myself couldn't attend, the CEO currently has proxy voting rights to the Walga Peel Zone Committee. So I'll put that to the recommendation that Council appoints to the West Australian Local Government Association Peel Zone Committee, Councillor Walmsley and Councillor Vitale. So I'd like to move that recommendation. Councillor Adrizio, the seconder. Councillor Rolls, all those in favour of that recommendation? Recommendations carried. Thank you. The next item is that Council supports the appointment of councils to the West Australian Local Government Association State Council. Currently I'm the Deputy Peel Zone State Council member. I'm happy to continue into that in that position. Is there any other nominations? I will ask that recommendation 12 that Council supports the appointment of Councillor Walmsley to the West Australian Local Government Association State Council. So I'd like to move that recommendation. Councillor Adrizio, seconded. Councillor Vitale, all those in favour. Any questions or comments?
Mm-hmm.
All those in favour? Yeah. Councillors, we've got a deputation or a delegation that's just turned up. So in the interest of saving... the exercise some time. Would someone like to move that Council suspend standing orders for the reception of the deputation? Move Councillor Scott, seconded Councillor Vitale. All those in favour of suspending standing orders for the deputation? That has... Thank you. Right. All those in favour? Carry. Thank you, Mary.
And I streamlined everything beautifully. The work packs we had and the information we had with that, it worked very well. So congratulations to those guys and thanks so much for all the effort they put into the room to show the stuff. So while we get this up and running, what the idea was is, I'm going to go back a few ways. We had access in at Parnell Street where we had vehicles and pedestrian access coming in together, and we found that this was a recipe for disaster. We had to separate the vehicles from the pedestrians because it was just too unsafe. So that's when we moved up, further up towards the bowling club, and we had a little personnel gate there. We were using that for our entry, And that worked quite well. And then we decided, well, that was a better option to get the park and ride to go into that area than on Miller Street. So what effectively we did was actually increase that gate and the amount of people coming through that gate. So now that's one of our major accesses. And then it led us to think we need a dedicated ticket box up there, some infrastructure in place for our patrons to come in and out. And in talking about that and that area that's is alongside the bowling club that's been condemned, we thought, well, this is a good opportunity to use that facility once to not only have an entry path for the Runa show, but also have some storage that is badly lacking for community groups and ourselves. So that's why, that area there. We're looking at putting a multi-use facility, which will be, and there should be another link to the design of the shed that was sent through, that you can actually, a 3D image that you might have in your plans there. Anyhow, what it is
I think we all saw it, Rick.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty sure. So what it is, the internal bays may change very slightly just to accommodate all the sporting groups. At this stage, as we're oversubscribed, we've actually put out some letters to different groups if they'd like to have a look for some storage, and they've come back saying yes, they'd love some. We've got four, maybe potentially five areas, and they'll have access. So what we're really looking from the Shire is not a financial support, but we're looking for in-kind support from the councillors in the Shire. So things like our permits and licences and fees and so forth, and maybe right at the end some information and guidelines on some of the beautification work for our drainage and screening around when the project's finished. We've discussed with the bowling club, I know it's on the part of their lease and they're happy to relinquish that lease. They'd like it being a colourbond green so it doesn't affect them on, and we're quite happy with that. We weren't fussed about what colour. And it now has led them to now start thinking about murals as well on their side and so forth. So this project, if it does get off the ground, it's going to help not only the Ag Society but four other clubs, so there'll be five groups. And if that's all it done, and better access for us, for our patrons to come in and out of the showgrounds, better security, if that's all it does, I think that's still a win for everyone. But then there potentially there's, I know other groups have discussed, well, down the track, they might look at making a museum in part of it and use some of those other areas later on down the track. So there's multi-use, there's a multi-use facility. And we'd like to see this progress.
Yeah, good project. It's obviously a lot larger than what's currently there.
Yes, it's 12 metres, so it'll go from virtually the fence, this fence line here, to the fence car park here, fence, and it'll go just about where the ground drops away, it's about there.
Yep.
It's 35 metres by 12 metres. We're talking about putting small apron of concrete right around the whole thing, so this will have, there's 5 metres there, so roughly about that size. This will have gutters on this side, which should be able to run down this way. No problems. This side will have no gutters, but that should accommodate the water on the car park. That should work. There's a little bit of the trees I'll trim up a little bit here.
Should fit.
Originally we're looking at 40 metres, but that was a little bit too long, but so we took one bay out of it.
So I guess from the scope of it, they haven't gone to tender or pricing or all that sort of stuff.
We've got one so far. We're looking around at $230,000 just for the building and the concrete. That's without power or earthworks to start with. And like I said, the Exide is looking to put in the majority of that money, but we're looking at funding opportunities as well.
Yep.
And we'd like support from the council and the Shire to maybe potentially look at some of the funding streams we can apply for, and we'll hopefully support the rest. If you want to go down the path of what we're going to charge other groups, we're discussing that ourselves at this time. At the moment, I don't know whether we're looking at charging other groups, maybe a nominal fee, just for a rental. The last thing we'd like is groups that would put store stuff in there and lock them up and leave them. What I'd like to see is an agreement between us and these groups that say, look, if you're actively using them, you're quite happy to keep using them for a nominal fee per year just for the keep the agreement going. But if you're not using them, then they should be available for other groups.
I probably found the link.
Oh, there you are.
There you go.
You should be able to scroll around. This is, that's well, that's the right side. And if you go upside down, you can actually look inside it as well. There you go. It's got the internal walls.
That's pretty, very impressive. You had something about a ticketing in one end, or is that?
Yeah, that's an unhealthy end. And then the ticket boxes on the side, these doors. My idea is this will go up on show day, we've got two ticket boxes on the side, one for fast entry, one for paying people, and I'll go through and I'll come out on the roll door on the other side, same as that. I'll go through and straight out. This roll door is for access to the bowling club. They found that they, on their big days, they want to use the car park and they want access through the bowling green. So they'll be able to have a free for roll doors and they'll be able to move people through from the car park to the bowling club.
Good.
Any other questions or any?
I'll just make a comment. Councillors, I will observe that over the years that I've been here, there's always demand for active storage, for the clubs, and I was contemplating that very issue when I was approached by the Agricultural Society and said, guess what we're doing, which is ideal in my view. So I think it's a nice synergy between what the clubs are saying and what you're proposing, and I have seen a series of letters of support coming through from the various groups. How many are we up to at this point?
Four positives.
Yes. Yeah, I saw something from the bowling club saying they were generally supportive as well.
Yep.
So. So when it comes to the bowling club, they've got a part of the lease area that they hold is under that, but they have indicated they're prepared to be flexible about that. So we'd have to amend the lease area if they would agree to that. And that's, as I've said, they've said that they're okay with that. The process, councillors, in terms of how this moves forward is that this is Crown land, but it's managed by council, so you've got the vesting to the land. So the idea is that any proponents, such as the Agricultural Society, they come to you and they get your in principle support for this structure and for its location. That will then this briefing session allows you to have a look at what the proposal is. That will then be formally presented to you in a report for consideration and in principle's approval. The fundraising and all that sort of thing will come after and get done separately. But the first step is, we agree and we're happy to have it here, and then we move on from there. So there'll be lease arrangements and all that sort of thing that sort of come out of this. So.
given the success of the Ag Society, it's a great project.
Well, this is something that the Ag Society can put back in and help other community groups. Because we have, Matt and Jay had some good shows and we're fairly financial. It's one of the things we can do. But it's not all roses. There is one negative that I can think of, and I want to make sure that everyone's been aware that it's 4 metres high by 35 metres by 12 metres. It is a fairly good structure. So there will be a couple of those houses on that Parnell Street on the other side that it will affect their view of the oval. That's the only negative I can think of at this stage, unless someone else. But that's just a couple of houses that will maybe, I go, oh, look, big shed that wasn't there before. But as terms of it, it's going to improve that area, beautify it, a lot more user-friendly for everyone. And, yeah, I think it's a be an asset to the community.
That's very good. And as council, as people that have our houses around it, no one owns a view.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But now they're going to sit in front of it.
Yep.
We do have a planning process that considers the amenity impacts and all that sort of thing. So, as I said, there's just a general in-principle support for the project, etc., and then we run through all those sort of those bits and pieces to make sure it's not going to fall down and it's not going to adversely affect the neighbours and all that sort of thing.
Good project.
But we're looking, to be in the ballpark, it would be a $300,000 project. We can see that somewhere in there. There's no, we weren't looking at putting water in any of the buildings because I think that adds another layer of drainage and all that stuff. But we will be putting power lights, and there'll be power points in each bay for each group, but not water at this stage.
Good.
Just a question, and I might be jumping the gun a bit here, but when it comes to the construction of the shed, who's going to be responsible for maintenance? Will it be a lease arrangement like other Shire buildings where the Shire maintains it, or is there going to be an expectation for the Ag Society to contribute?
For the Ag Society.
So, under the technically, what happens is once a building is built on Crown land, that technically is gifted to the Shire. However, the proponent gets a long-term lease arrangement in which they have exclusive use rights and they can then sublease, which is what they're talking about here, the site to whoever they like, and effectively that we've got some standardised documents now that talk about who's responsible for what. The club's responsible for the outgoings. There is some structural components that the Shire looks at, but just the general day-to-day maintenance and cleanliness is responsibility of the club. We do have a standard lease template that's just been adopted that we can share with councillors around that, and we'll send a copy to the Agricultural Society as well, so they're familiar with the new format.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments?
The costings, that includes getting power to it and everything else? That's the
first initial quote we had was 230,000. That was for just the concrete and the shed erected. So we've still got to look at the demolition of that outside and earthworks and vitrification afterwards and electricity in each one. And I'm sure we can look at other funding and maybe support from Charles Hull or someone to look at those things to make it more cost effective, but that's why we're looking at roughly $300,000 somewhere in that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's all part of the part of a building application. And
So very happy to work with you on that sort of thing. You know, the standard sort of arrangement is that you know, put in down pipes and your sumps, but with a facility like this, the amount of water that you're going to draw off the roofs is certainly worth considering putting it into a water tank and doing something with it. That's for sure. Yeah, but all those details they get done in the design phase. This is ahead of all of that.
My only other question on that area is have we got security cameras in that area, just on the fact of vandalism in a large area of
not really.
Ramming and that sort of thing.
Does the bowling club have any? I'm not sure. They may.
No. There'll be 3 metre roll doors, and at this stage we're looking at putting electric ones because we're all getting older and it'll be easier to get up and down, but there's no windows and so forth, so hopefully though it will deter people from as best we can, from vandalising it.
All good. Thanks, Eric.
Right, Ed.
Lovely. Anyone else want to add something to it? No. Thanks. Yep. Thanks for that. And congratulations on another fantastic show. What a amazing, amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very good show. And we're looking forward to next year. Even better.
Let's start planning it.
Eric, I'll send you another contact for a shed builder at Dunnows.
Yeah, we're looking for another quote, more quotes once we go, yeah.
Yep.
That'd be good.
Who the guy at Dunnows, he done
all
quite
right.
A big one.
Yep.
So the process from here is that maybe the next council will be a...
Yeah, all going well, there'll be a report to council in November that says, in principle support, once you've got that sort of formally given to you, then we... all the other, the planning, the lease, the costings, all that sort of thing.
Has the fire brigade, that's come through in principle support too, isn't it?
No, that it hasn't.
Oh, that's okay. I'll bring it up.
Okay.
Cool.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, cheers.
Thanks. We're back. So, can I ask someone move? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'll move.
I've got to put the recording device back on. So it's done.
It's on.
Can I ask the council to move that we resume standing orders?
I'll move.
Councillor Scott's moved. Resume standing orders. Councillor Andrizio, second. Questions on that? No? All those in favour of resuming standing orders? Standing orders are resumed. We're on to Officer Recommendation 13 that Council appoints to the Alcoa Wagerup Community Consultative Network. Any nominations? So, Councillor Odorizio, you happy to stay on that one?
Yeah, unless someone else wants to jump on.
We can have two councillors on there.
Reese sometimes goes.
Yeah, Reese will be going.
Yeah.
That's
no other interest in that one? No. Well, one councillor. Councillor Andrizio on that one.
Tom would be there Friday, so...
I'll move through these ones. The Alcoa Wagerup Environmental Improvement Stakeholder Reference Group. Which is another Alcoa committee. Currently, we're looking for a new council for that one. So, anyone interested in that one? No interest. Councillor Mason. Well, Councillor Bartle. I think Councillor Bartle would fit that committee. So I think she'll put Councillor Bartle into the Alcoa Wagerup Environmental Improvement Plan Stakeholder Reference Group.
And through the chair, worst case scenario, I have been asked to send an officer along so we can collect the information, disseminate it. In the worst case scenario, that no one's there. So.
All right. I'll So councillor, I'll put councillor Bartle in at this stage. Co-swap is vacant at the moment. Any nominations for co-swap from any councillors? And co-swap does exactly what, Mark? We're swapping coast with someone?
Through the chair, I did attend one of their meetings and it felt like it was looking for a direction or something. It didn't feel very vital somehow.
Okay. We'll leave that, unless there's anyone that wants to nominate for that one, we'll leave that vacant at the moment for lack of a nominee. The Harvey River Restoration Task Force, Councillor Rolls is nominated for that. Councillor Rolls, you're still happy to
look for that one?
That's a good group, actually. Enjoy that. Leave that one there. The Lake Clifton Heron Residents Association, Councillor Rizzio. No.
Shh, this is recorded.
It is. Why were you laughing?
I actually received that previously.
Would someone like to nominate for the Lake Clifton Heron Residents Association? Will you really? Thank you, Councillor Vitale.
Oh, gee.
Well done. Appreciate that. Number six is the Peel Harvey Biosecurity Group. Councillor Rolls is nominated for that. No other nominations. Thanks, Councillor Rolls. The Peel Mosquito Management Group.
I have.
Councillor Rolls again.
Oh, guys.
Thank you, Councillor Rolls.
Are you riding the helicopter?
Yeah, yes. With the spray. The PNP, I'm currently on that one, but I'm happy to have a rest from that. Councillor Bartle is kindly nominated for the PNP. So I'll write Councillor Bartle down there. The Preston Beach Progress Association, currently vacant. Anyone wish to nominate for the Preston Beach Progress Association? Sure.
Yeah,
thank you, Councillor Vitale. It's nominated. The Waroona Historical Society, Councillor Adrizio is the current. That's not that. Councillor Adrizio, are you happy to continue?
Well, I haven't attended some meetings due to my work because they have them at 4:30 on a Thursday and I'm at work. If someone else would... I mean, it's an interesting meeting and I did attend a lot prior to working, but... Yeah, I kind of feel...
Too young?
Well, yeah. And also that you're really, you're just there listening, you're not really...
Well, that's the idea, though. That's why you're doing a good job.
Well, I'm not there anymore. So if someone else is interested, I mean, it can be interesting. I'm just telling you the truth. Whether you're there or not doesn't impact
the lack of nominee.
So, I mean, I'm happy to stay on that committee and maybe go to one meeting a quarter if I can get to it.
I'll job share with you, okay?
No problem.
All right. So happy to.
Yeah. I mean, they'll come to me. They'll catch up with me.
Yep.
In IGA if they've got.
If they've got an issue, right. You know. So happy to stay on, and Councillor Rolls is happy to be a deputy.
Yep. Job share.
Good on you. Thank you. Thanks, Councillor Rolls. And the last one, the Waroona Interagency Advisory Group. Our deputy shire president previously was our delegate on this one. We need two councillors and it meets every couple of months from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Do I have any nominations?
11 to 1.
Councillor Bartle.
I was thinking the same.
Yep.
See, they're great meetings. No, I can't go over there because I work Tuesdays.
Councillor Bartle. Oh, she was interested.
I'll be a second for Councillor Bartle.
All right. Councillor Vitale, thank you. Thank you, Councillor Vitale. Okay. So, Officer Recommendation 13 looks something like this. Council appoints to the Alcoa Community Consultative Network Councillor Odorizio as our one and only councillor on that committee. Two is the Alcoa Wagerup Environmental Improvement Plan Stakeholder Reference Group, Councillor Bartle and the CEO. Item three is co-swap, no nominations at this point. Item four is the Harvey River Restoration Task Force, Councillor Rolls, who represent council there. The Lake Clifton Heron Residents Association, Councillor Vitale will represent. Item six is the Peel Harvey Biosecurity Group, Councillor Rolls. The Peel Mosquito Management Group will be Councillor Rolls. The Perrin Naturalist Partnership will be Councillor Bartle. The Preston Beach Progress Association, Councillor Vitale. The 10, the Waroona Historical Society will be shared with between Councillor Odorizio and Councillor Rolls. And item 11 is the Runa Interagency Advisory Group, Councillor Bartle and Councillor Vitale. Would someone like to move that recommendation? Councillor Odorizio?
A seconder.
Councillor Rolls?
Mm-hmm.
Any questions or comments? Changes? No. All those in favour of that recommendation? Yes. Recommendation's carried. Thank you. Thanks everyone for getting through that. I look forward to it. I'll move on to the item 18.1, Infrastructure Services. The recommendation is that Council endorses the request for additional funding of $500,000 through the South West Regional Road Group for Preston Beach Road. And two, it proposes to raise a short-term loan from the West Australian Treasury Corporation for the purpose of Preston Beach Road reconstruction for the amount of $250,000 for a term of 12 months. And in accordance with Section 6.202 of the Local Government Act of 1995, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to give local public notice for a minimum of 1 month of its intention to borrow funds from the West Australian Treasury Corporation. Four, amends the 2025-26 adopted budget as follows. As A, increase capital expenditure account 132040 RC82 by $750,000 to account for the increase in road expenditure. B, increase capital income account 132750 by $500,000 to account for the additional income from the regional road group. And three, increase capital income account 133550 by $250,000 to account for load income. And five, proposes to include in the 26-27 budget the full repayment of loan funds for the Preston Beach Reconstruction Project, loan 125. Someone like to move that recommendation?
I'll move.
Councillor Scott. The seconder. Councillor Odorizio. Councillor Scott, any questions or comments?
Nothing further was discussed in great detail at our previous meeting. So.
Councillor Scott. Councillor Odorizio. Any other questions or comments on that? Pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a pretty wise opportunity to take.
And a long time coming too.
Yep. Very good. All right. All those in favour of that recommendation?
Yep.
Recommendation's carried. 18.21, the user agreement by the Bandicoot Brook Bushland Reserve. Councillor Vitale has declared a financial interest in this item and will vacate the room. Thank you. The Officer recommendation is that Council 1 approved the user agreement between the Shire of Waroona and Waroona Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, WATSIC, for the management and conservation use of Bandicoot Brook Bushland Reserve 31437, as presented in Appendix 18.2.1 of this report. And 2, approves the waiver of refuge gate fees at the Buller Road Refuge site for the disposal of environmental waste generated by WATSIC's approved management activities within the Bandicoot Brook Bushland Reserve in accordance with the terms of the user agreement. So I would like to move that recommendation.
Yep, I'm happy to.
Yeah, Councillor Scott. The seconder. Councillor Odorizio. Any questions, Councillor Scott?
Not really, no. I think it's pretty straightforward as the previous item was.
So to resume. Any questions or comments?
So this is the handing over this land to WATSEC to look after it. So the biggest concern with this area, because it is a really area that's got P1 and P2 species of plants in it, so they're rare and endangered. So the biggest part, I know that we already got Peel Catchment and a few others are involved with it to keep an eye on, but that's the biggest part that'll be my concern, is that the area is watched carefully with how they're using chemicals in the area. I can understand if they're doing rubbish collection and bits and pieces with the refuse, but I can see that.
Yep.
But the weed control would be where my concern is, to make sure there is the right trained understanding what's going
how
on.
How to use herbicides.
Well, the agreement is that the entire project has been overseen by the Shire. So any work they wish to proceed with has to be condoned by them. So we'll be keeping a fairly close eye on it.
It's one of the rarest little areas in the state. So.
Through the chair, any work that WATSEC will be doing will be managed under the Ranger Program with WCA. So they should have the right guidance.
Yeah, that's good.
Thanks, Director Ferraro. Any other questions or comments? Taken on note? No. Those in favour of the recommendation? Recommendation's carried. Item 18.2.2 is Office of Recommendation that Council, pursuant to Regulation 4, Schedule 2 of the Planning and Development Local Planning Planning Schemes Regulations 2015, that 1. Resolves to adopt the amendment to Local Planning Policy 17 for vegetation with modifications as per Appendix 18.2.2, and 2. Authorises the CEO to publish notice of the amendment to Local Planning Policy 17 vegetation. Someone like to move that recommendation. Open up for discussion. I'll move that recommendation. The seconder?
Yep.
Councillor Scott. This amendment just sort of it was a little bit too hard for council to maybe enforce. Not generally difficult, but this certainly sort of makes it a little bit easier for it. It has been for public consultation. I don't think it was too much came back. Councillor Scott, anything to add to that recommendation? Any other questions or comments on this item? No? Well, that I'll ask that all those in favour of that recommendation? Recommendations carried. The adoption of the Local Planning Policy 19, micro camping. There is a recommendation there that the Council, pursuant to Regulation 4, Schedule 2 of the Planning and Development Local Planning Schemes Regulation 2015, 1. Resolves to adopt Local Planning Policy 19, micro camping without modification, and 2. Authorises the Chief Executive Officer to publish notice of the Local Planning Policy 19, micro camping. Someone like to
move? I probably need to declare to leave.
Do you have a financial interest in this?
No, I'm planning to do the same in the future.
So it's an impartial. It is financial. Councillor Rolls has declared a financial interest in this item and shall vacate the room. Thank you. Someone like to move that recommendation?
Oh, yeah.
Can we do that? Councillor Scott. The seconder? Councillor Vitale. Councillor Scott, anything to add to that?
Not really. It's just bringing things into line, isn't it? Adopting the processes that are in place.
Yep. Councillor Vitale.
No, nothing more to add. Other
questions or comments? Was in favour of the recommendation? Recommendations carried. 18.3.1 is the listing of payments for the month of September 2025. The recommendation is that Council receives the following payments made through the month of September, as per Appendix 18.3.1. So I'd like to move that recommendation. Councillor Scott. Second. Councillor Vitale. Any questions on that? All those in favour of the recommendation? Recommendation's carried. 18.3.2 is the statement of financial activity for the period ending 30th of September 2025. The recommendation is that Council receives the statement of financial activity for the period ending 30th of September 2025 as per Appendix 18.3.2. So I'd like to move that recommendation. Councillor Vitale's moved. Seconder. Yep. Councillor Scott. Questions or comments? No. All those in favour of the recommendation? Recommendation's carried. 18.3.3 is Council Policy ETP001 of the Runa Visitor Centre Review and Uptake. And the recommendation is that Council approves an amendment to the policy, Council Policy ETP001, the Runa Visitor Centre, as per Appendix 18.3.3. Someone like to move that recommendation? Councillor Vitale. It's moved. Seconder.
Yep.
Councillor Scott. Councillor Vitale, anything to add to that?
No, it sounds pretty straightforward, just strengthening an existing policy.
Yep.
Councillor Vitale, Councillor Scott.
No.
Happy with that? Any other questions or comments on this item? All those in favour of the recommendation? And against?
No. Carried.
18.3.4 is the amendments to the Register of Delegations. And the recommendation is that Council 1 amends the Delegation 2.2.12 to add Director of Customer and Development Services, Director of Corporate and Community Services, and the Manager of Development Services and Rangers as delegates. And 2 endorses the revised and amended Register of Delegations as per Appendix 18.3.4. So I'd like to move this recommendation. Councillor Rolls, can you move? Seconder.
Yep.
Councillor Scott. Councillor Rolls, any questions or comments?
No.
Councillor Scott?
No.
Any other questions? All those in favour of that recommendation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, recommendation's carried. 18.5 is items for information. The 2025 Small Towns Reinvention Conference, which was attended by the Manager for Community Development. And the recommendation is that Council notes the information provided in this report in regard to learnings from the 2025 Small Town Reinvention Conference held in Kapunda on the 25th of September 2025. Someone like to move that recommendation? Councillor Vitale. Second. Councillor Rolls. Thank you. Questions or comments? Councillor Vitale. Councillor Rolls. Happy. Any other questions? It's an expectation, councillors, that if any staff or councillors do attend some of these, that they bring that information back for councillors to read it, to get out of it, which is a good thing. All those in favour of that recommendation?
Mm.
Recommendation is carried. 2025 Community Development Conference. The recommendation is that Council notes the information provided in this report in regard to learnings from the 2025 Community Development Conference held in Perth on the 10th and 11th of September 2025. So I'd like to move that recommendation. Councillor Rolls? Thank you. Seconded?
Yep.
Councillor Rizzio, sorry.
Yep, that's right.
Any questions on that? A good conference. Councillor Rizzio, anything to add? Any questions on that? If not, all those in favour of the recommendation? Recommendation's carried. Righto. Move on to item 19, business left over from a previous meeting as nil. Elected members' motions of which previous notice has been given as nil. 21 is notice of motions for consideration at the following meeting. Do I have any today? No. 22 is new business of an urgent nature. Very good. Congratulations, everyone. That's for your first meeting. Meeting's closed.
Very well done.
All right.